Metal Mondays with Anna and AJ on the 80s at 8.
And welcome in. That's right. It is Metal Mondays here on the 80s at 8, part of the After Hours on 97.9 The Hill. I am AJ and joined once again after a several week hiatus. It's Anna Griffin. Anna's back.
I am back. Did you miss me?
Yes, we did. Horribly.
Yeah.
I was reduced to using
I've seen
Victor.
You. Yeah, I just wasn't here for the show.
Yeah, I was reduced to using Victor.
Well, you weren't here for the show, and then I was here for the show, and then we...
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been here every single Monday.
This is true.
And I will take no other statements
Victor
to the contrary.
Victor did a great job. Victor is a valiant, resourceful fill-in.
I will point out that I won both weeks that Victor... was here.
Good job. You needed those points. I don't even know what the score is anymore, though.
That's because we reset. It's the new month. We reset. This is now the first technical one of December between you and I.
This is true. But there's only going to be what, like three?
Yeah. And if you check the scoreboard in the back, I even put an NOV in your category to let everybody know that you won the month of November.
That's so fair. Mm. You're a very fair opponent.
I accept my losses. Not with grace, but I accept them.
I feel you. I do the same.
All right. Well, let's get into this week's 80s at 8 Metal Mondays. You know the drill. We both pick a band. We both play a song. And then whichever one of us picked the better song gets a second one.
Which is hilariously subjective because we just fight over who had the better song. And of course, I'm going to vote for myself.
But it's
entertaining. Actually, that's not true. We're pretty, I'll give it to you sometimes. If I genuinely think it's a better song.
That's because generally mine is a better song?
Well, the scoreboard would disagree, but...
Check the score, stat boy.
Check the score.
Check the score. All right. Well, since you won the month of November, how about we let you go first?
Okay, because I'm really excited. Because I have one of my favorite bands.
Oh, no.
All right, everyone.
I know where this is going.
The ultimate 80s boys. It is none other than Motley Crue, famous or infamous, depending on how you look at them.
Or infamous famous.
Infamous famous. Yeah. But, you know, love them or hate them, they're iconic. Love or hate Vince Neil, you know, his voice has seen better days, bless his heart. But
I swear, you watch one biopic.
No, I have their autographs. I'm a genuine fan. I have tickets to see them next summer.
Anna has a Netflix subscription.
Oh, my goodness. My dad was like, how did you even hear of this band? And I was like, who doesn't know who this band is?
I can see Tim asking that question.
My
and honestly, it's hilarious in my
fan.
Head.
Yeah, Timmy is not a heavy metal guy.
You don't say.
He was jamming hard at the James Taylor concert, which was great. Don't get me wrong, but that was about the heaviest we'll go. But let's go ahead and get started. Oh, this is one of my favorites, and it's got to be. It's one of their most popular, so it's like everyone's favorite. But it's for good reason. We're gonna check out "Home Sweet Home" from 1985 album "Theater of Pain."
Dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had a runaway high, so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song, and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night, and I'm coming on this long and winding road. I'm on my way, home sweet home.
1985 Motley Crue with Home Sweet Home.
So good.
Anna Griffin's
so good.
First song.
The emotion.
From the month of December.
The feelings.
I'm pretty sure she started crying there at some point.
A little. One single tear in slow motion. It's so passionate. I love it so much.
My best image, though, of that song every time I hear it is the hot tub time machine where Rob Corddry is in his garage.
Oh, yeah.
He's like flooring it.
Right.
Not realizing.
Yeah.
He's giving himself carbon monoxide poisoning.
Correct. Yes. That's very fitting. You know, I feel like
Motley Crue, as the name of the band was by the end of the film.
Motley Crue's music, I feel like, is probably the most used in any sort of satirical film. Is it in hot rod movies like that? Probably not, but I would assume it is, you know? Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. Let's give Anna time to compose herself. All right, my turn now for a band from the 80s. And this, we're actually kicking it up a little bit. Anna's is a little bit slower. Mine is going to be very much, it's going to be harder. We're just going with this. I'm going Judas Priest off their 1982 album, Screaming for Vengeance. And you know what? Let's just do the title track. Here's Screaming for Vengeance, Judas Priest.
Your mind, but you made this part of the night.
we're back on the 80s at 8, part of the After Hours, 97.9 The Hill. It's Metal Mondays. AJ alongside Anna Griffin. This week's competition, Anna went with Motley Crue. I went with Judas Priest. Mm-hmm. There we had Screaming for Vengeance, 1982. That is the title track from that album. And Anna, who do you think won?
Okay, so...
Wait.
I still stand by...
I think it's happening.
Motley Crue being like the 80s boys.
Uh-huh.
People can disagree with that, uh-huh. but I think they're like the hair band of all hair bands,
okay.
which is like 80s metal.
Okay.
Again, I don't know if that's a hot take, but...
More importantly, we don't care.
Were they the best musicians? You know, well, Mick Mars is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Well, they all are. Uh-huh. Maybe I'm, again, I'm just not the biggest fan of Vince's uh-huh. uh-huh. voice, uh-huh. but this is a very long intro for me to sadly not give it to myself.
Yes, I win!
Because I was really excited about my winning pick, but I'm going to save that one.
I win!
But yeah, I think you killed it with the Judas Priest. I think I was coming in with like a mellow Metal Mondays,
uh-huh.
but...
Well, you had 2 weeks off.
That's true.
You
came
had
in
two
soft.
Weeks off.
I had to warm back up into it.
And then I just hit you over the head with a guitar.
Right. True.
Yes.
I could have come in with some like Dr. Feelgood or something. Oof. But I know.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah. Nothing like coming in and talking about methamphetamines after being off for two
weeks. You know, I mean, it was the 80s.
It was healthy then.
Well, no.
No. No. Still killed you.
Still killed you.
All right. Well, I guess so. I won. Hey!
You won.
Hey!
Congrats. Merry Christmas. Right. This is my Christmas present to you.
I still got like 2 weeks before Christmas.
Well, happy early Christmas. This is all you're getting
from me. Anna giveth.
There's always next week. Maybe you'll get another one.
Anna taketh away.
You could
Ouch.
Take December. You could be the second winner. I was the first, for the record.
I won November. So
I did win November.
You won November. But, all right. Well, since I won, that means I get a second song. For this week's edition, another Judas Priest off the same album, Screaming for Vengeance. This time it's Riding on the Wind. You're
and
listening
we're
to
back.
Metal. Anna coming in hot. No, that's going in.
I've been saying "and we're back" like 8 times until one finally stuck. I like bringing it back in.
And we're back.
And we're back.
It's the 80s at 8 Metal Mondays here on 97 on the Hill. AJ alongside Prankster in Chief over here, Anna Griffin. I won this week, so I got 2 Judas Priest songs. Thank you, Anna,
for your kind
submissal to my victory.
You came in with a very
that.
Metal Monday.
I
like
did.
You
yeah.
just went full send.
I feel like I'm evolving into my more metal self as we go
Good.
Along
That's the point
with
this.
This.
That is my
with
job.
This feature.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Anna.
I'm very proud.
Thank you, Sensei. All right, we'll be back, of course, next week. We'll have another Metal Monday feature. Anna,
what's it going to be? I'm so excited.
I don't know. We haven't decided yet. So Anna going to try to catch back up here in the month of December. Of course, we're approaching Christmas and New Year's, so expect some special things.
There's a fun fact there.
What's that?
Did you know that Motley Crue, when they were throwing band names around, they were going to call themselves Christmas for a second? Could you imagine if that was their actual band name, Christmas?
That would have been awesome.
That would have been hilarious, but they went with Motley Crue, which I don't know where that came from. There's probably a story.
More than likely.
More than likely, but it was going to be X-Mas.
And we're talking metal facts with Anna Griffin.
Oh my
Tune
gosh.
In next week.
I'm gonna start bringing fun facts
for more
episode.
Of the same. There you go. Anna's even evolving into her more metal
this
self as we move along. Thanks for listening. More of After Hours coming up after this.